And we welcome you to the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, the first Thursday of the month. We're broadcasting today from Innovate Newport, and it is an important discussion we're going to have. They're all important, of course. We've been doing this for, 10 years or so, I believe, and always important topics to discuss. And I think today is certainly no exception. We're going to speak about a month that we should be aware of from a couple of different standpoints. And we've got a couple of guests on the line to do just that. From the Lifespan Community Health Institute, Yohazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator. Yohazma, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
It's a pleasure. And Rachel Bishop, Project Manager of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project with the Lifespan Community Health Institute, the LCHI, for the in-crowd. Rachel, nice to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bruce.
Well, thank you both for being here. And this is Minority Health Awareness Month. And we want to focus on one particular area because it is an area that has been neglected. And it really could be a matter of saving some lives. We certainly want to talk about healthy behaviors, as we always do. But there's a program here, and our two friends are going to give us some details on how this program works to promote some healthy behaviors and relationships and environments. And we're kind of starting from the back, if you will. So it's good to have both of you with us. The Lifespan Colorectal Screening Program. Let's jump right in. Tell us how that works.
Of course, Bruce. So in January of 2021, Lifespan initiated a colorectal cancer outreach program to encourage the completion of colorectal cancer screening among predominantly low-income and minority patient population. We were focused on the FIT kit, which is an at-home test and an alternative to a colonoscopy. Lifespan employed a bilingual community health worker as a patient navigator. The community health worker called patients who hadn't completed the FIT test that their doctor had ordered for them, and we reminded and encouraged the patient to submit the FIT test, and we placed a new order if the test had expired and helped them with any barriers to completing the test. This effort resulted in an 80% FIT completion rate among targeted sample of roughly 1,200 patients.
Now, are there any statistics as to how that compares to the usual colonoscopy procedure? I mean, were there very, very few people who were going for the regular procedure?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bruce. So we know that in Rhode Island, there's only about 69% of our Rhode Islanders who are eligible for colorectal cancer screening have actually been screened. And we know that part of that is, you know, folks have barriers to getting colonoscopy. Many folks don't know that there are at-home alternatives. And, you know, some people may have heard legend from a friend or a family member about a difficult process getting a colonoscopy. And might have fears or concerns about the prep. So we know that the rate in Rhode Island is, you know, something that we would like to improve, and that we know that this FIT kit is one way we can do it.
Okay. Yeah. 100%, Rachel and Yohazma, the fact of the matter is that there's always somebody who's going to tell you about the issue that they had when they went for the thing, and you have to take time off and you're out for a day, and there's the prep and there's the this and there's the that. And the FIT kit and the other method does this not use the well-known brand of home procedure? Is that, or are we just calling it the FIT kit, or is it actually a different product?
Good question. So there's the world of colorectal cancer at-home screening that we're going to delve into.
Yes.
So there's actually two different kinds of at-home screening. So there's a Cologuard, which folks may be aware
of. That's the one that I was kind of dancing around, yeah.
Yes. So that one is a little different than the FIT kit, actually.
Okay.
That one is done once every 3 years, and it requires collection of an entire stool sample. It's very effective. It's safe. It's at home. And it's a great option for folks if they want to do that. Most health insurers cover it at this point. The FIT kit, on the other hand, is a little bit different. It's even simpler than the Cologuard. It doesn't require that whole stool sample. It's just a little swab.
We're all plenty
familiar with swabs from COVID times.
Right.
So it's just a little swab of that stool sample. But you have to complete the Fit Kit every single year. So, you know, there's trade-offs with all of them, but the Fit Kit is what we're really focused on for our members, the simplest, kind of lowest barrier. And that's the one that, like all of them, really a great, great option for folks who don't want to do.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I just did the other one, if I may. And, you know, as look, it's 1,000% easier than the procedure. All of that stuff. And hey, you know, my cat says, hey, come on over to my side. It's the box and off you go. And it you just look at it that way. But this is even simpler than that. Now, can this be accomplished by a person alone at home, or do they have to have some kind of assistance to complete this Fit Kit?
So, Bruce, yes, someone can complete this by themselves at home. When we set the kit to the patients to their home, the kit has instructions step by step on what to do. It even shows little pictures and the instructions that we provide to them.
Oh, excellent. So it's a matter of really a few minutes, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And I mean, there's just no reason not to, really, in this day and age. And it has to be such an exciting time for you both doing what you do in the community with the Health Institute and with Blue Cross Blue Shield and the screening program. It must be tremendously exciting to be able to take advantage of this advancement. But at the same time, there are always hurdles to overcome. Is that about what your mission is, or what your day's like these days?
It is. Yeah, we, you know, even with the ease of those kits, which, as we've said, you know, they're really simple at home. You can do them yourself. Of course, everybody has different things that they're facing. And the patients that we focus on in particular at the Lifespan Community Health Institute and through our partnerships with Blue Cross Blue Shield, those are folks who we know are in vulnerable groups, whether that's racial vulnerability or socioeconomic. So we know, you know, when it comes to, for example, going to get a colonoscopy, those folks are facing barriers around transportation or having time off from work, not being able to get that.
Sure.
Or we've talked to one member who just could not, they actually really wanted to go get that colonoscopy because that is the gold standard, the most accurate, but she just could not get the time for childcare because she had a child with complex medical needs who she needed to be there with. So there's all those barriers that still get in the way for folks. And even for doing the at-home Fit Kit, you know, we're all busy, folks forget, or you just got too much going on. So we know that even still, it helps to have a kind of a partner on your side to encourage you and walk you along the way. So that's where we come in.
Well, sure. And I know there was a story that was out in the news recently where someone actually hand delivered one of those kits to a patient because of those types of issues. The patient couldn't get out and didn't have time, or there was some reason why time and time again they had made arrangements, and finally this dedicated health worker actually just brought it over, left it at the door. And that is an example of the lengths to which you all will go to get this done, because it's the right thing to do, and it's something that you really should not put off or put aside or shunt off in any way, because it's, you know, oh, well, I'll be okay. This is not going to happen to me, or I have to take care of whatever. And you need to have time for yourself. And look, we keep coming back to this more and more. The example is the oxygen mask on the airplane. You have to put your own oxygen mask on before you can help someone else. And this is like that. If you end up not having this and end up being in difficulty because of it, because you're not diagnosed and whatever, you're not going to be any good to those people that you're taking care of. So you really owe it to yourself. You're responsible for other people, and it becomes a larger thing. It really does. So we're going to get into some of the aspects of this. We're going to talk kind of beyond the test and all of that, and we're going to talk about what has made the program so successful in today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health with our guests, Yohazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Rachel Bishop, Project Manager of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project with the Lifespan Community Health Institute. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We do it the first Thursday of the month, And today we are talking about an interesting, beneficial, and kind of exciting new program, the Lifespan Community Health Institute and the Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project with Yohazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Rachel Bishop, Project Manager. And we're talking about what is called the Fit Kit, and it's going to take a look at things and make sure that things are going well, if you will. And it has become a successful program. So, Yohazma, let's talk about the kit and how we get the kit. Does it have to be prescribed?
Okay, so the kit, so for lifespan patients, we usually have the primary care provider provide them with the kit. It's the same thing. If you're not a lifespan patient, you can just go to your primary care doctor and they can provide you with the kit because you do need a doctor's order to complete the test.
So you do need to have it prescribed by your doctor, by your primary care physician. And whether or not you're in the lifespan program or not, that's where it starts. So it's not an off-the-shelf, over-the-counter kind of a thing. Is there a period of time between when the primary care provider prescribes and when you get the kit?
So usually the kits are done once a year. Mm-hmm. So providers tend to give it to their patients during their physical once a year.
Okay.
And so it takes 1 year for the kit to expire. But we want them to do it as soon as possible.
Well, sure. Go ahead, Rachel.
And I was going to jump in and say for the Lifespan Project, we have the benefit that the providers just hand the kit over to the person right there during that physical, so no delay. For our Blue Cross Project, we actually have our community health workers call folks on the phone, and if they want the kit, we have a provider order them, and we mail it straight to their door. So it's only about a week that it takes for it to get mailed to them.
Okay. So it shows up, you know what it is. And it's very clearly marked so that you know what it is. Do you need to have any type of, we had asked before if you need to have someone with you, and it can be done, you can do it yourself. But in terms of the instructions, do you have to go online with anyone, or are all of the instructions right there so that you can just complete it and get it done all by yourself without reaching out to a Lifespan or a Blue Cross representative?
So, yes, all the instructions are there and the envelope that we send the kit. But we do offer them to give us a call if they do have any additional questions. But all the instructions are there.
So the instructions are there, and you just follow them. They are very, very easy. They're graphic instructions, as I understand it, Rachel, pictures and diagrams and things?
That's correct. Right. Step by step.
Okay, so take it step by step, you get it done, and then you seal it up, and then you return it. Do you send it back, or do you have to bring it back?
So you can send it back via mail, or you can drop it off at your primary care doctor's office, whatever works for you. And we are now offering to patients that we can pick it up at their home as well.
Oh, so you can come and pick it up. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Correct.
What are the... what's the follow-up like? Because as you point out, Yohazma, the time frame on this is a year. And so if there's no real pressing need, if it's a routine, if it's part of your thing, yeah, you're going to put it on the shelf maybe and forget about it. But my understanding is that you're doing a great job on following up with patients to remind them to do the test. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do follow up with patients on a weekly basis, and we remind them, let's say we have a patient that we send them the fit kit last week, and when we check this week, they still haven't completed the fit kit. We call them and we ask them, did you receive the kit? Or we would ask them if they're having any issue completing the kit and how can we help them?
So there really is a hand-holding right there, and it, again, is all for the good. It's because it's such an important and simple test that can actually tell you a lot of other things that might be going on. So it even if it's a routine type of a situation, if there's no, well, you know, we want to check this out and whatever, even if it's strictly routine, it really is an important test. And by important, I mean, don't blow it off. Don't ignore it.
Correct.
And that's right, Bruce. You hit on something important, which is, you know, the test is simple. And even so, there are, as we know, there's some barriers, there's some stigma of people not wanting to, you know, complete the test. And I always say, if you have a pet, you've probably interacted more with poop than this test requires you to. It's really quite simple, just a little swab. You know, we've got litter boxes and take the dogs for a walk. So we're all able to do it. And so that can be a barrier for folks. But also, you know, I think in a very real way, folks have been hearing some stories in the news. You know, colorectal cancer is pretty scary. It is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. You know, folks heard about Chad Bozeman, who died at a very young age,
yes,
on the news, but it's highly, highly preventable. And that's really the piece we want to keep encouraging folks. If it might be scary to think about getting out there and getting a positive result, you might want to just bury your head in the sand and better to not know. But if we detect it early, it really, really is very treatable. And so that's the message we really want to send home to folks.
Well, that's just it. And, you know, you raise a great point about the unfortunate fact is that someone famous comes down with this and then the awareness goes up for a little bit. And then it happens with a lot of different types of conditions and diseases and symptoms and such. Is there some type of thought to having someone who might be a front person for this to get out there and remind you to do this and that? I mean, you know, we do it with so many other types of conditions and things that we misuse, that it really kind of helps, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And you're giving us good ideas to take back to our program. we don't have a sort of designated ambassador at this point, but we do really value the kind of face-to-face outreach, and that's a lot of the reason that we have our community health workers, who are folks who are coming from the communities that we're particularly focused on in our projects, and who can really be that face and kind of build some trust with members to say, hey, you know, I've been there. And this is why it's important to me. So that's where we've gotten. But maybe we need to rope in a local celebrity. If you think of anyone, let us know.
Oh, for sure.
I will. But, you know, I think that you hit on it, Rachel, and Yohazma as well. The fact is, we're all influencers to one degree or another, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's right.
And as you point out, someone who's walking around and who is kind of looked upon as a leader, or someone who is happens to have a big family or something. Hey, if this person does it, came through it okay, so easy, got the results and so forth. Hey, now all of a sudden that's what an influencer does. So we're all influencers to one degree or another.
That's right. And we have particular power with an issue that has stigma like this. You know, this is something where the word of mouth can go a really long way. And just normalizing that, just like it's time for your annual flu vaccine, it's time to do your annual fit kit, right? What an easy way to prevent cancer. So we're hoping that more people step in.
Yep. You know, that's a great point, too, because I know that we have gone round and round and round over the last 4 years with vaccines and shots and every other thing. But this isn't even that, right?
Correct. No arm poke, no pain.
It's painless. Nothing's getting, you know, you're not taking anything. You're giving up a little something.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It can really come down to taking a few minutes and being so beneficial. And, mm-hmm. you mentioned the actor a few minutes ago. I know that I've interviewed athletes who have had this and who unfortunately let it go or had conditions or whatever. And, you know, it really comes down to the image of someone that might have to undergo this, if we can even call it undergoing. I don't even think it rises to the level of undergo. But if you take this test, it works, and it's such a simple thing, and you're not having to go through the full blown procedure that we all have talked about, joked about, and dreaded, and so forth. Though I got to take time off next week. You know what? And that leads me to another point. Once upon a time, It was a 50-year-old deal, but I understand that the age has dropped back now. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Take a minute and talk about that, if you would.
So the age now is 45 years old and older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it used to be 50 years and older, but the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, who looks at the data to recommend appropriate screening ages, decided to lower it because we've been seeing younger folks who are getting colorectal cancer screening. You know, that famous example of Chadwick Boseman, I think he was diagnosed when he was 39 or something like that. So they are recommending it for 45 and up, and even younger if you're someone who knows you have either a medical history of polyps or other conditions that would put you at risk, or if you know you have a family history of colorectal cancer screening. In those cases, you should talk to your doctor, even if you're under 45, about getting screening. And yeah. I just want to be devil's advocate for our poor colonoscopies who get a bad rap. But I haven't done one, so I can't speak to it, but I do know that those remain the gold standard, the most accurate, and you only have to do it once every 10 years, as opposed to these FIT kits that are every year, the Cologuard every 3. So if you have the time and you want the best of the best, you want to just get it done with, it is worth it to just go ahead and do that. So we never want to discourage folks, but important that everyone has options that work for them.
That's it. You know, so important to really come at this from so many different angles and from so many different points of view. Of course, I'm like all men, I'm 12 years old, somewhere deep inside, and so everything we're saying, I can come up with a joke for today. So just want to put that out there. Hey, we're talking about something that is very, very important and something that needs to be paid a lot of attention to, and that is your screening and your colorectal screening to prevent colorectal cancer. It is vitally important. April is Minority Health Awareness Month, and we want to help you, and we want to help you to be healthy and live a long life. So that's what we're talking about and why we're talking about this today with Yohazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Rachel Bishop, Project Manager, Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project with the Lifespan Community Health Institute on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Welcome back. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking about colorectal screening and the Lifespan Community Health Institute. Our panel today, Yohazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Rachel Bishop, Project Manager of the project. So how many patients has Lifespan screened so far?
Yes, Bruce. So Lifespan has helped 800 members get screened through this program. Members who receive navigation support were 50% more likely to complete the screening compared to patients who did not receive the navigation support.
Yep, and that's just for our Lifespan program. So Johazma's been doing this work before I have with our Lifespan members and really building the foundation for what this kind of outreach and support can help with. And then Blue Cross reached out to us, seeing the success and the positive results that Lifespan had getting our patients screened, and reached out to see if we could do the same for their members. So through that program, which has been going for a couple months now, we have reached out to 1,500 Blue Cross members.
Wow. Wow. Yohazma, how long have you been doing this?
We started with this program since 2021.
Okay, wow. So that's a good long time, and certainly it was in the middle of when we were so aware of everything every day about health and vaccines and pandemics and such. So the awareness certainly was there, but that is a good long time. So this partnership with Blue Cross Blue Shield then is fairly new. Tell us about that, how it came about.
Yeah, it is pretty new. So it came about when they reached out to us, and they had looked at some of their own data and saw that their screening rates for colorectal cancer were not where they wanted them to be. And they also saw that they had racial disparities in their screening data, which we see is pretty common across the state, across the country. So we know that, you know, medical racism, medical mistrust that arises from that, those are additional barriers for members of color. And we know that specifically Black Americans are about 20% more likely to get colorectal cancer. and they're 40% more likely to die of it from than other groups. So this is really, really important that we're making sure that these folks are getting screened and that we're reducing the barriers and that we're giving good quality care. So Blue Cross has that as a priority, and they reached out to us and they said, hey, can we partner with you and develop an outreach and navigation project? And they have this goal over 2 years of our contract. They want to reach out to 2,000 of their members, age 45 and up, and they want to cut the measured disparities in half. And they want to increase the overall screening rates from 71 to 80%. So big, lofty goals, and we're really we're on our way to getting there.
So we were talking a few minutes ago about how the age to be aware of this and to think about having such a screening, a colorectal screening, has dropped from 50 to 45. Now, when we talk about the we can use the word disparity, it can be also a reluctance, because disparity is as disparity does. And if somebody don't want this thing, I don't care what kind of disparity you got, you're not going to be able to get them there. So is it an age-related obstacle that you have found? Was that an obstacle? We can talk about all the other societal ills and so forth, but let's get down to patients here and keep it a medical issue. Is it an age-related issue that keeps people from having this done?
We don't see a lot of difference in terms of folks, at least the folks that we've called between the ages of about 45 and 75. I'd have to run a whole nother data analysis, but it seems that there's not a big difference in the age. But there is a difference. We know, you know, for example, folks who are Spanish speaking, you know, we can even think of if maybe they went into their provider and something was lost in translation and they didn't really understand some of the importance or the nuances that we've had a whole conversation about over the half of an hour. And so maybe that's why they don't really realize the importance or don't take the test. There is evidence that there's all sorts of kind of contributors to why we see those racial disparities. But what we know we can help with is that relationship can really, really make a huge difference in people being willing to, interested, and able to 100%. Take the screen. 100%. So that's really the intervention that we want to focus on, is if we have that community health worker who can reach out, build trust, explain what the importance is, explain how to do it, and make it accessible, right? Like we said, we'll drop it off to your door if that's an issue for you. We'll pick it up if that's an issue for you. We all have had our packages taken from the porch sometimes. So sometimes that's an issue for people. Sure. So we really try to make sure.
This might actually this might actually put an end to that, though.
See, careful what you don't know what you're getting, you know?
Right.
that would be an interesting statistic. How many of these have been swiped off porches and then put back? But it's so interesting, though, that some of what we think of might be barriers actually are not, and that little nugget that you put out there, that there's very little difference between someone who's 45 being reluctant to do this and somebody that's 75. I think that that's significant. I really do. And it's at the same time, it's reassuring that, you know what, that happens across the board, where there are barriers that are raised just because, as we pointed out a little while ago, people talk about myths, and there's always somebody giving you advice or telling you a horror story or things like that. So raising awareness becomes key. And I think that you're right on at the both of you, Rachel and Yohazma, that the trust level is there, and to find someone who is going to be able to say, yeah, you know, this is what you should do, and I'm going to help you do it, and it just is going to ultimately help you. Let's talk about how effective these tests are. Now, we're talking about what we call the Fit Kit, which is different from the more in-depth home screening procedure and product that we perhaps know better. But how effective is this at-home colorectal screening test?
So it is easy to do from the comfort of your home, and these kits are very effective, and it doesn't require the same laxative prep as a colonoscopy. It's just a quick swab like we spoke about. It's too simple that you just place in a vial that the kit provides. And again, the colonoscopy is the gold standard for detecting colon cancer, and it's recommended just once every 10 years. But for individuals who cannot or want to do the colonoscopy, the FIT test is convenient, fast, and an effective alternative, and we just have to do it once a year.
So it really shows that these kits are very effective, as well as being easy and very, very simple to use, and anyone can use them. So, how much of an issue is that? You know, I just said something that we say all the time. Oh, it's very easy. Anybody can use it. Is that more of an issue than perhaps we think? People are reluctant to take on a procedure like this. I mean, you know, we can put a Band-Aid on, do certain things, but up to a certain level or past a certain level, we're reluctant to really be that aggressive with our own healthcare. Is that an issue?
Yeah, I think that is an issue. You know, this is really requiring folks to get pretty upfront with some bodily functions that we don't necessarily want to. But we have found that, you know, folks, when we really talk about and they sit with the importance of it, that folks are willing to do it. And that's where I come back. Like I said, we've all, you know, plenty of people have had babies, had children, changed diapers, all of this, you know, this is a human function. And it really is, as Joe Hasma said, pretty simple. The swabs, it's really not unlike doing a little COVID swab. So it is a barrier, but it's something that we feel like we are able to overcome with folks. But you're right, because in particular, the FIT tests, in order to be very effective, you really do have to do them every year. Mm. And that's a hard thing, I think, for folks to take on and to just switch gears into thinking about that it's really an annual thing. Because if you don't do them every year, then they do become less effective than, say, the colonoscopy that you do once every 10 years or the Cologuard you do once every 3. So the FIT kits, they're a great alternative, but you do really have to make sure that you put it as time aside and that you kind of get over that ick factor every year to be able to do it.
As you say, if you've got kids or pets, you're going to deal with more of this stuff than you are in this FIT kit. Well,
that's right.
We'll talk about how you can get one, and we'll talk more about the availability and what you can do to help yourself from the Lifespan Community Health Institute and the Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project. We're talking today with Joe Hasma Marzahn, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Rachel Bishop, the Project Manager, on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and in a minute we'll tell you how you can find out more about what we've been talking about. And what we've been talking about is colorectal screening. This is April is Minority Health Awareness Month, and we have had a conversation all this hour about the Lifespan Community Health Institute with Joe Hasma Marzahn, Nurse Project Coordinator, and Project Manager Rachel Bishop. So let's continue, friends, talking about how people right here on the island, right here in Newport County, how can we find out if we qualify for a free at-home colorectal screening test?
Yeah, so folks can go ahead, if they know that they're Blue Cross Blue Shield members, they can go ahead and call that number that's on the back of their card to find out if they qualify. And we do know that the tests are covered. So if you want one, it's coming to you. And if you are not a Blue Cross member, you can either reach out to your primary care provider if you have one, or you can reach out to the Lifespan Community Health Institute, and we've got community health workers who'd be happy to help you navigate to a primary care provider and make sure that you get your hands on a test. So our number is 401-444-8009, and I'm putting that out there in hopes that people will be interested in getting screened for colorectal cancer and will give us a call.
Well, that's it. I mean, you can just do nothing more complicated than picking up the phone and finding out, and you could do that today.
That's right.
So, and you don't have to leave the island. You don't have to cross a bridge. We always we always put that in, and you know, and it's, you know, it's become a punchline, but it really is worth taking a moment and talking about again in this instance, as with so many other procedures and conditions and specialties and things, the quality of care that you are going to get is the same as if you went to fill in the destination, Providence, Boston, wherever. It's because it's the same test and it's the same procedure and it's the same lifespan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. So, that's right. Same test coming to your door.
It literally is coming to your door. A large obstacle, or at least a sizable obstacle, apparently is answering the phone. Are people reluctant to answer the phone when you call?
So we do have people that sometimes do answer the phone and they think that it's a scam. So sometimes we need to bring awareness of the Blue Cross and LifeSpan partnership. Sometimes patients have me verify their primary doctor's name. So patients do receive some calls that are spam and they're iffy when we call. But as soon as we talk about Blue Cross and we talked about their partnership, they seem to be open to talking to us.
So if you get a call from Blue Cross and if you get a call from someone who wants to talk about making you aware of the partnership between Blue Cross Blue Shield and LifeSpan, it is legit. It is Newport Hospital and it's not a scam. So, but there again, what do we say in those instances? Why don't you pick up the phone and call yourself? Now, who should we call?
So folks can reach out to the LifeSpan Community Health Institute. Again, that's 444-8009. Or for Blue Cross, they've got a number right on the back of their phone, their card for case management. You can go ahead and call those folks too. Really, all doors will lead you to the same place. We're working as a partnership.
Sure. Now, do you have to consult and make an appointment with your primary care physician if you're interested in this screening?
No, you do not have to. And Johazma, I can let you speak to that process.
Correct. So if you are a LifeSpan patient, I will order the fit kit order for you, and I will send you the kit. If you are a Blue Cross patient, we will also order the fit kit, and we will send it to you. Like we said, if you're not a Blue Cross patient or you're not part of LifeSpan, then you can contact your primary care doctor. And if you don't have a primary care doctor, you can call us and we can help you find one.
So again, when we talk about the goal and we talk about how many people we want to reach, not only during this month, but just in general, we're well on our way to reaching the goal. The goal was 2,000. We're already at 1,500. So we're well on the way. Point I'm trying to make is it likely that someone that you know has already done this?
It's very likely that folks that you know have done the Fit Kit or are a part of the program or are, you know, taking their colorectal health seriously, because as we've said, we have seen an increase in rates. There have been some great articles recently, the one that you were referencing just the other day in the Rhode Island Current. So yes, you probably do know someone who's doing it.
So that's important. So that we have come back to during this hour, we've been talking about the importance of trust and building trust and trusting someone in your circle, whether it's in your family or whether it's a neighbor, someone that you know, someone you see at church or whatever, and that person having done it. So have a conversation. And it is very, very likely that you're going to learn something and it's going to help you out. But we want to reduce the barriers and we want to reduce any suspicion or stigma or anything like that that might be in the way of you getting this done and really just finding out everything's okay. You'll get peace of mind and you're going to be able to have a better day because of it.
Absolutely. And early detection is key. We can't say that enough. You know, it's an old saying, but the ounce of prevention is really worth a pound of cure. And in this case, this is, again, the second leading cause of cancer death. But it is a 90% survival rate if we detect it early. So really, really important. It is in folks' power. Pick up the phone, call us, or when we call, answer the phone. You know, take that 5 minutes to do the screening. It could really save your life.
It really could. So let's put our numbers and contact information out there one more time, Rachel and Johazma.
Yes, so you can call the LifeSpan Community Health Institute at 401-444-8009. And if you're a Blue Cross patient, you can call the number in your car.
just turn that card over and look for that phone number, and it will lead you to a discussion and a conversation, and you'll get yourself checked out, and everything's going to be great. Well, I want to thank you both very, very much for spending some time with us today in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and we wish you all the best. Rachel Bishop, Project Manager of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Colorectal Screening Project with the Lifespan Community Health Institute, and Johazma Marzan, Nurse Project Coordinator. Thank you very much for a very informative hour, and again, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Great, great pleasure. And if you'd like to find out more, you can always visit lifespan.org, search for Lifespan Community Health Institute. Here in the Newport Hospital, Hour of Health.